In today's episode, we will dive deep and answer the burning questions you have about how to advertise your webinar in 2024 with Facebook, or what we call Meta Ads. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their business to seven figures and beyond. So today we'll talk about how to scale a webinar with Facebook ads in 2024. So it'll be a Q&A kind of situation with my co-host, Debbie. So Debbie, please ask away.
Gladly, Terrence. So what I really want to know is, do Meta or Facebook ads still work in 2024?
That's a good question, Debbie. Do Meta or Facebook ads still work in 2024? That is the big question, right? I mean, if it doesn't work, we shouldn't even have this podcast. So yes, Facebook ads are still our main source of webinar attendees for all of our clients. YouTube is also very important, as is Google, but Facebook or Meta ads is still the number one source of leads that actually result in people buying at most of our webinars. So they do still work, and you know, people think that maybe this is oversaturated, right? But the thing is, one thing I noticed about Meta ads in 2024 is that even though the competition is so much higher, there are so many coaches and experts trying to offer you similar offerings, but the targeting of Facebook ads, of Meta ads, is just incredible. Like, it is so well targeted now compared to even 2 years ago. I think it's because the algorithm has learned so much and it's getting smarter. Right? It's getting smarter all the time. And, you know, it's really showing the ads to very, very relevant people. So yes, the answer is that it still works. In fact, despite the competition, it still works really well. One thing I must say, the one caveat I must say, is that it does not negate bad marketing. Like, regardless of how smart the AI becomes, Facebook ads still requires you to have great messaging, great videos, great creatives in order for it to work for webinars. So that is the one caveat I will say. So don't just put out any ad out there. You really need to think and craft great copy, great videos, and also create great images to catch people's attention.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do you find the best audiences to target with your Facebook ads in 2024?
I would say there are several ways to do it, right? So first of all, if you have an email list, I would suggest that you go and create a custom audience. Basically, upload that email list of customers onto Facebook and create a custom audience. And from that custom audience, what you want to do is you want to create a lookalike audience so that Facebook will know who to target that is like similar to your buyers, right? That is the number one port of call. Second thing I would suggest is that you need to clearly define your customer avatar, which is your ideal customer. And once you do that, you are able to plug that in into ChatGPT and say, hey, this is my customer avatar that looks like this. It's got this kind of demographic. What kind of interests do you think would work using Meta ads? Now, you'll be surprised. It's a shortcut way, right? And ChatGPT will give you a ton of interests that you can target. So go and test those interests. If you also had like previous people downloading or attending your webinars, you also want to create lookalike audiences from that. And if you have your Facebook pixel set up previously properly, you'll be able to create lookalike audiences from those previous registrants, and you'll be able to then target those lookalike audiences as well. So first of all, find lookalike audiences. Secondly, use ChatGPT to actually help you to find the right type of interests that you can target on Facebook. And once you plug it in, of course, and you have one or two interests in the ad manager, will also help you to suggest other types of interests that are likely related to your particular interests. All right, so I hope that really helps you. One thing to note as well with audiences on Facebook, the bigger, the better nowadays, because the algorithm is like, you know, you don't want too small of an audience that limits the AI to only search within this very small audience. In fact, you know, the whole key here in 2024 is you just want to give the ad manager a general direction to say, hey, go target this like 5 million people that have this interest or this lookalike audience, right? and Facebook will find within that 5 million people the best people to show the ad to. So you don't need to go so granular compared to, say, you know, a few years ago.
Speaking of a few years ago, what's different in 2024 compared to, say, 2020?
I would say that, first of all, well, it wasn't called Meta back in 2020. It was called Facebook and Instagram, right? But of course, we know now it's called Meta. But right now, what's different is that now, as I mentioned, it's gone a lot smarter. So it's less about how smart you are technically nowadays, right? And it's more about how effective your message is, right? So if you have a good video, if you have good copy, if you're good creatives, that is what's going to win. The other thing that you need to make sure is that you have very clearly defined target audience and really, really understand your ideal customer. And if you are able to do that, then you can craft messages specifically for those people, and Facebook will be able to show it specifically to those people, right? So that is the biggest difference. In 2020, you could get away with like very general messaging that speaks to a large crowd. But nowadays, it's probably more effective if you have a very clear understanding of your ideal target audience. And then you write ads very, very specifically for those people that resonates with them.
Here's another question. How much should I be spending on Facebook or Meta ads?
So how much should you budget with Meta ads to make it work effectively? The answer is that with every ad set that you set up, it should have at least 50 conversions a week in order to make it effective, right? So if you get less than 50 conversions per week for that ad set, I would suggest you increase the budget on that so that you can get at least around 50 conversions per week. So that will make the algorithm work a lot better and you'll be able to get much cheaper leads that way. One mistake that a lot of people make is that they kind of spread out their budget on multiple ad sets. Say they have $5,000 to spend a week, right? And, you know, it costs, say, $100 to get one person to sign up for your webinar. Oh, that's terribly high, but let's assume that's the case, right? Because you're targeting high net worth CEOs kind of thing. So it costs you $100 to get one person to sign up. Now, the thing is, you're probably going to get better results if you have all $5,000 allocated to one ad set rather than the mistake that many people make, that they might have 10 different ad sets and they have like $500 budgeted for each ad set. In that case, they might only get 5 conversions on each ad set per week, which does not give Facebook enough feedback to optimize its algorithm. And so you get pretty poor results if you do that. Of course, the more you want to spend, obviously, you know, the better. Okay, so that is the minimum. As to the maximum, there is really no maximum. It's really up to you how much you want to spend. But yeah, the more you spend, obviously, the faster the platform learns and the faster it's able to optimize the ads for you so that you can get better results. You just have to watch out for ad fatigue and, you know, make sure you get a good return on your ad spend before you scale too fast.
I think I get it now. But what kind of ads should I be making? What kind of ad creatives are most effective for promoting webinars on Meta?
So for Facebook ads in 2024, one of the things that we've been doing starting last year, I know we should have done this earlier, but starting last year, we started to have a lot of brand awareness type ads on Facebook for our clients in the coaching expert space. Why is that important? Because if you look at it from a macro point of view, all the big companies do branding, right? And people say, small businesses, you don't need branding. But what we have found is that having that branding video, for example, out there, and we're spending small amounts, right? We're spending maybe only 5% of the budget on branding ads, or even 10% sometimes. The fact is that you get a lot of brand recognition, you get a lot of awareness, a lot of people watch the video. So you are building goodwill out there. You are building your brand, your personal brand out there. People are starting to like you. And also at the same time, you're also building a retargeting audience because, say, for example, you have a video that runs for around 5 minutes, right? And you run these ads on video views, which is like 10 times cheaper or more compared to conversion ads. You are able to, say, for example, get people watching your video for like 2 cents, right? And imagine you can retarget the people that watch these videos into like your webinar. That is a very effective way, because then people won't be like, you know, who is this guy? Can I even trust him? If they watch your video, you might tell a bit about your background, why you start this business, why you're in business, what you do to help people, and maybe some case studies, right? Some people watch it, some people won't. But the fact is that they've seen your face before on Facebook. They are more likely to pay attention when you target them again with your ads, right? So this is one of the key things, one of the hacks, I would say, to get better, more cost-effective leads for your webinar and retarget people that way. Right. And the other one, which I just mentioned before, is that don't go too broad with your messaging, right? Get really granular, get really specific, get really clear on who you want to target and write specifically for those people. That will get you the best results because, as I mentioned, Facebook will find the right types of people that will respond to your messaging. So yeah, messaging is key, and also branding is becoming more important. So these are the two things that if you're not incorporating into your Facebook or Meta ads, is what I would suggest you start doing.
By the way, I hear that Facebook or Meta is very trigger happy when it comes to banning ads. How do I avoid my ads getting banned on Meta?
Okay, for the coaching and expert space, I would say the main reason why your ads get banned is because you are making claims that you cannot back or are too exaggerated. You might say, for example, I had a student that achieved $5 million in revenue from 0 to $5 million 1 year kind of thing. But that is an exception, right? So you really can't say that even though it's true. And that's what's causing a lot of people to get banned on Meta, because they make exaggerated claims. And I believe there has been a huge court case recently where the Fair Trade Commission in the US is really clamping down on this kind of ads. And yeah, one company got sued for like $15 million or something for making claims that their students made millions of dollars, right? And they couldn't really verify it or back it up. So I think that is the main thing, you know, just avoid exaggerating, just tell the truth, and people will value that honesty, and you don't have to exaggerate. But, you know, if you can explain things in a way that makes sense, I think that is more effective today. And also you want to avoid the FTC as well, right? If you're in the US, if you're not in the US, I'm sure this kind of laws will also spread throughout the world in due time. I think it's good practice to not exaggerate and just tell the truth, explain things well, and persuade through logic rather than, you know, making huge claims that people can get really rich really quickly, that kind of stuff, because that is not gonna fly with Facebook compliance, and it can also get you into legal trouble. So that's definitely not something you want to do. What I would add here is that if you look at a lot of the legends in copywriting, like the Gary Halberts, the Eugene Schwartz, and all those, like say David Ogilvy and all these guys, if you look at the copy, it's not really exaggerated, but it's got this kind of really captivating type of writing that you just need to keep on reading one line to the next and to the next kind of thing. And that's what the great copywriter Joe Sugarman also said. The goal for your headline is to get people to read the first sentence. And the goal of your first sentence is to get people to read the next sentence, and so on, right? So creating that mystique, creating that curiosity, creating that information that people want to keep reading on, rather than using the whole, you know, exaggeration type. We achieved this amazing result and my students achieved this amazing result, because that's what everybody says. So it's time to move away from that so that you can avoid getting banned as well.
Do retargeting ads still work in 2024?
So thanks for the final question. Retargeting ads still do work in 2024. I would say it works a lot less now compared to previously. And I would say that, you know, if you are running webinars, for example, the most effective way to use retargeting ads are basically just to have what you call UGC ads like testimonials. You have videos just reminding people about the webinar that they've signed up for and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I would say that Meta will show your ads to people who have engaged with you before anyway. So you don't really need to go too crazy about it. But retargeting ads still has its purpose, and that's to remind people to, you know, the middle of the funnel, the bottom of funnel, make them offers specific to where they're at in the customer journey. That will work. You don't need to spend huge amounts in order to do that. So you do need to allocate maybe 5-10% of your total budget to retargeting ads. All right, so that's it. Debbie, thanks so much for asking the questions. I hope this was useful to you today and that you can take some of the ideas from today to actually implement with your Facebook ads. And if you find that, hey, it's too much for me to do myself and you'd like us to possibly work with you, make sure you check out radical-marketing.com because I know it's a lot of work to do Facebook ads. And some of you simply don't have the time to do it yourself. And, you know, just shameless plug here. If you want us to help you do it, let's have a chat to see if we have a good fit. So thank you for listening in. And I hope you can tune in for other episodes. And I'll see you next time.